last year, towards the last week, a section of East Telemiles, that state senate, the lieutenant governor or his, you know, whoever was pro temp, you know, chairman.
My first meeting, I'm so intimidated by so many people. Good evening and welcome to the public forum for discussion on the new city manager recruitment. I'm Penny Sweet, deputy mayor, and I'm standing in tonight for Joan McBride, who is traveling and not available. With us tonight are council member Jessica Greenway, council member Dave Asher, and Bob, I think, is coming, but I don't know for sure. I'm going to introduce Bob Murray here from Bob Murray & Associates, which is the executive search firm that the council hired in order to conduct this search. Bob is no stranger to Kirkland. He's the one, his firm is the one that found Dave Ramsey in 1997, so he knows the city well. Dave will be retiring at the end of March, so we have a pretty short-term time to get this work done, and we feel like Bob, or we didn't, previous council decided that Bob was the best man and the best firm for the job. So he'll be facilitating this forum tonight. Just a couple words before I turn this over to Bob. I want you to let you know, Bob style, even though you don't believe me, that the council really does appreciate your willingness to be here tonight and to participate, and for anybody who's watching at home. This is your opportunity to share your thoughts about the challenges we are facing in the city and the characteristics, skills, and abilities that we should be looking for in our new city manager. Your feedback will be shared with full council tomorrow in a meeting that Bob will be facilitating. Also, we're videotaping this, so it will be on KTV or, KGov.
It will be in the same slot as the council meeting.
Ah, thank you. Let me think. We also have been accepting comments for the last several weeks, I guess, online for this position. So all of that information will be going to the council in working with Bob tomorrow. The city manager position is an incredibly vital position in a city like ours. Our manager is responsible for oversight of the day-to-day operation of the city and its 400-plus employees. Our manager is responsible for taking the policy from city council and making things happen. I think it behooves us all to really get actual feedback from you in terms of what it is that you think will add value to this process. Thank you so much for being here tonight, and let's get going.
Thank you. I have a lapel mic, and so we'll have this available to, I would ask a couple things. I'm on. I'll try to speak loudly as well, because this is largely, I understand, for the broadcast.
Yes. So you don't need me to do anything.
Well, I appreciate you folks being here this evening, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. We've got a couple ways we can approach this besides dropping the mic. If you'd like, you're welcome to approach the podium and speak at the mic there, or if you're more comfortable simply raising your hand, we'll have someone bring a mic to you. Maybe it's a little useful if I tell you a bit about myself and my firm. I've been an executive recruiter for 25 years, exclusively focused on the public sector, with maybe one or two exceptions during that time. In 2000, I went into business for myself and have enjoyed that. We've probably, as a firm, done over 600 searches for public agencies since we started. Probably the most notable search recently that we've done is for the city manager in Phoenix, Arizona, which is the largest city in the country with a council manager form of government. We'll know sometime in the future if we got it right. We won't know today. But again, I appreciate you being here, and I'm hoping you can focus your comments on three areas. The first, what are the issues, challenges, and opportunities facing Kirkland as a community? You know, what will you be focusing on as the future of the community? What do you see arising in the future? Things that you'll ask the city council to address on your behalf. Given that, second, what kind of person is it we should be looking for? You know, what management style, leadership skills, background, and experience will allow somebody to be successful in that role as, in effect, the chief executive who will execute on behalf of the council, given the policy decisions they make on behalf of the residents of Kirkland. So those are the general areas: issues, challenges, and opportunities, personal characteristics, and third, background and experience. So I'm happy to entertain any comments people have. Again, if you raise your hand if you have comments, you want the mic, or you're more than welcome to step to the podium. And again, this is being recorded so it can be broadcast, I guess. And I don't know if your comments were heard. Maybe we can give you a mic and you can say when this will be heard.
Yes, the rebroadcast of this forum will occur in the same time slots that the city council meetings are aired.
Thank you.
Is this work testing? Well, Bob, you and I met today in a very symbolic location. Every month, Dave Ramsey meets with the business community. And one of the things we'd love to maintain is the fact that, you know, we always had an open door with Dave Ramsey. We always had his direct line. And there was always a great community business partnership with the city manager. So that's a very important thing that we'd like to continue. He was very good about promoting partnership with residents and business. And so we were always hand in glove working on any kinds of problem solving that we could do. And as you look at experience, of course, we've got annexation and we've got budget challenges. So we need a city manager with experience with running a city of 80,000 plus. We're probably, because of this annexation, grow to as big as 600 employees. So we're going to need that kind of experience. Annexation, adding on, those kinds of experiences are very important. Managing a reorganization, because we're reinventing ourselves as a city by adding those three neighborhoods, but also reinventing ourselves from a budget perspective. And, of course, experience with labor unions and police and fire is very important because they're very, very important people to take care of. And we need to continue to maintain and build relationships with other communities. And the bottom line is this is a city manager form of government, and council's there for the vision and to basically help us figure out where we're going to go with the constituencies and with the citizens and with the businesses. But we need a city manager with vision and someone who will then lead. And I didn't identify myself at the beginning. I'm Bill Vedino with the Greater Kirkland Chamber of Commerce, and I'm the executive director. So thank you, Bob, for leading this search again for us.
Thank you. The gentleman right in front of you, I think, had raised his hand.
Thank you. My name is Todd Woosley. My family has owned property, commercial property, in Kirkland since 1978 up in Totem Lake. I had the privilege and pleasure of living in Kirkland for 8 years as well and still continue to do a lot of work here and see the tremendous potential for Kirkland, and would like to see a manager who helps the city achieve that potential. At the same time, recognize we are believe that we have a significant reset in our economy. They are difficult, and they're not looking like they're going to get a lot better anytime soon. So, somebody who is pragmatic about what's really going on and can help with reorganizing the city to be successful and sustainable budgetarily, and as well as providing services, but make the tough decisions that will need to be made, that are continuing to be made. At the same time, I'm optimistic that if we have somebody who has a track record of success in positioning a city to take advantage of growth opportunities, because those are the opportunities of job creation that will come from businesses coming here or the businesses we have expanding, that will help bring us out of this economy. It would also bring in the additional revenues for the city to provide the services, either get us back up to the level of service that we enjoy or get us even beyond that. So a focus on economic development. As Bill also mentioned, that working within the region, we're all growing up as cities on the east side of King County, and I think it's imperative for our success to be able to speak with a regional voice, because we have the political boundaries with our neighbors, and sometimes those cause us to look inward. My hope is that we can also form regional collaborations to work together with Bellevue, Redmond, Woodinville, Bothell, et cetera, to ensure that we speak with a more unified voice and have better representation in the region. Where, because we're separate political entities, sometimes we don't speak with one voice, we don't get our fair share of services and attention from our policymakers at a larger level.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are some of the issues we're facing. A specific one, economic development. The whole Totem Lake neighborhood has tremendous potential, but it's never achieved it. Regional transportation. This week in Olympia 405, it was discussed that they may take one of the new lanes that was just built with a gas tax and convert it to a toll lane. Things like that we need to be aware of and need to be able to successfully look at and address.
Thank you.
I'm Rob Brown. I prepared some comments, and I was kind of visualizing that the council was going to be up there, so some of these things might sound a little funny if I don't remember to reword them as I go along. My thoughts are more along the line of how important it is to establish the relationship between the city manager and the council at the time of the interview. I believe that one of the most important qualifications for the job of Kirkland City Manager should be a requirement that this person understands that he or she works for the council. This individual should no longer be allowed to set his or her own agenda that may or may not jive with the council's directives. It does the citizenry absolutely no good to vote for a council that has a history of being ignored by the city manager many times. It's up to the council to have the strength to set the bar high, and that's what I'm asking now. It's up to the council to set the expectations and then pay attention to how those expectations are met. The council hands off very important decision-making to commissions and boards, and then does not one-on-one watch how those bodies operate. The city manager in the past has set a tone of tell the council what they want to hear, and then tells the boards what the staff wants them to hear. Please choose an individual that respects that they are part of the team and does not need to become king of the hill. Please set up standards of oversight that will keep the kingdom from growing in directions other than those that you, the council, have established. Kirkland belongs to its citizens. You, the council, have been elected to protect our interests. The city manager serves your directions and directives, not the other way around.
I am Bob Stile. I'm glad to see that there's a lot of people here that have expressed the same opinions that I have. As far as the city manager working with the regions, I want to see the city manager going to the regions and asking the region what they can do for Kirkland, not what Kirkland can do for the region. That's been a sore spot, and we've been exporting a lot of money, of our money, out of Kirkland to various agencies, regional agencies, and receive very little benefit from that. So it's a disproportionate use of city funds, so that the region benefits a lot more than we do. The city manager, I've seen now two city managers being influenced as to how long their stay with the city lasts. I've seen previous city manager and this city manager advising the council on what to do, and I think the advice comes from the city manager listening to the wrong council members. I would like the city manager to listen to all of the council members, not just some special interest council members. And because of that, the staff, I believe, especially with the annexation issue and the money issue, staff did not present all of the information to council. I don't know why it did not get to council, whether it was the manager's direction or the individual staff member's direction, withholding the information. But nevertheless, it was withheld, and some decisions were made that did not benefit Kirkland at all, particularly in finances. We are going to go through the greatest debt period for the next 10 years because of annexation. That was a mistake. And I think it was because the city manager either withheld information or did not advise council properly of the consequences. So the city manager needs to listen to all council people, needs to listen to the citizens, and really take action that benefit Kirkland, not necessarily have the region just come to Kirkland to tap its resources. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Curtis Thompson, a longtime resident of Kirkland, formerly a resident of Juanita years before, so I've seen this area grow quite a bit over the years. I believe that there's at least a couple of areas that we can capitalize on this change, this opportunity to move forward with a bit of an adjustment in direction. One of those is on budgeting. I have been quite amazed in the instances I've seen that city manager previously has not held departments to ordinary standards of balancing budget and forecasting forward. Recently, I heard a council member ask a question during a study session about what would the future cost of a particular program be, and the answer came back, "We'll let you know," or words to that effect. So I'm really hoping that we can take advantage of modern, better budgeting with the new city manager. Another area that I think we can benefit greatly on is being very careful that we not select the city manager based on the city manager's vision. We've recently had a very good example of the wrong way that can work locally. A small community called Newcastle fired their city manager over two major issues that were at least reported. And one issue was that the city manager continued, in spite of feedback from the city council and citizens, to try to employ his vision of what Newcastle should be. We don't need that. We have a citizenry. We have our city council. We know what we want. And the last area that I would remark on would be a balanced development is critical. We have an excellent area that it seems just about everyone agrees on. The Totem Lake area is the area of growth. It doesn't have the constraints with the minimal or lack of infrastructure that Old Town or historic Kirkland has. That's where we need to put our focus for development. And this is another opportunity for our new city manager to rebalance the representation of the citizens. So the new city manager needs to understand that he or she is responsible to the citizens and the city council, not one, not the other. And as Bob put it, not just one, two, or a few of the city council members. City council members come and go. With a little luck, we'll have a good city manager who will see many changes in the city council and a long and happy citizenry. Thank you.
The background of the city manager has been interesting in the fact that the last city manager we hired, your consulting firm found, we hired at the time he was the highest paid city manager in the entire state of Washington. Even Bellevue three times the size of us, but nevertheless we paid our city manager more than the city manager of Bellevue. That was wrong. Now, he was hired and got paid a lot of money because he had talents that you recruited. And very capable man. But nevertheless, when he came in here, he only had three permanent staff in his office that helped him, aides, so to speak, assistants, so to speak. Now there's 13. And he proceeded with all his expertise that he was getting paid for to delegate those issues to staff that he hired. And we got overboard on staff. We got many, many dollars going out for assistance. And instead of doing the work that directors should be doing, that managers should be doing, they hire consultants. And if you're going to hire a consultant, you don't need a bright guy to hire a consultant. All you got to do is find somebody who knows how to pick consultants. The city manager ought to be able to manage within his budget without us paying him a lot for what he knows but what he doesn't utilize. We've seen an empire built just in the city manager's staff alone, an empire that was unnecessary because we have very capable department heads that can write the same reports that used to be done before we hired a new employee.
Joe Castleberry, and my wife and I have been commercial property owners here in downtown Kirkland for over 25 years, and we live here in Kirkland now, too. And I'd like to make the point that I'd like to see the city manager look at the issues and challenges and opportunities in downtown Kirkland and help us work through those so that we can realize the potential that downtown Kirkland has. I think there's competing interests and there's various, groups to deal with, but I'm a firm believer in the future of downtown Kirkland, and it would be great that the city manager would be able to help us move in a more positive direction. Thank you.
This is for the left-hand board. My name is Mark Nelson. I'm a resident of Kirkland and have been in the region for a while and lived in a number of other places. So I want to talk a little bit about characteristics and what I'd like to see when you recruit folks and begin to go through resumes. I think where Kirkland is, and with all the factors in the economy and so forth, which I certainly don't need to highlight, I'd like you to find some candidates who have done this before. And by done this before, let me give you sort of a comparison. One would be where somebody's been through the opportunity to double the size of the city, for instance. And so we've got some experience there. I would prefer that the person who is the short list of candidates not be in a position where they've never done it before, because I don't think we've got the stamina to train somebody, quite frankly. Secondly, I'd like to see the candidate already be a city manager somewhere. And so let me tell you what I mean by that. I would prefer that it not be a deputy city manager somewhere, pick Phoenix, for instance, large city, as you said. I'd prefer that it not be the deputy city manager of Phoenix who comes to Kirkland because it's an opportunity to become a city manager. So I'm asking that you narrow the search to somebody who's got the experience and, it would really be a recruiting mission because they've already done it before. Make sure that you're clear about the challenges the city faces. Another point I want to make, and I know what I'm about to say is probably contrary to the assignment you've been given. I appreciate that your client is the Kirkland City Council. However, I believe that the city manager also ought to listen to the citizens. And I think that it can be a two-way conduit. In other words, I think that the city manager ought to take the direction from the city council, but it shouldn't be one way, because although the citizens can talk to city council members and clearly they're elected, I think of it much like a business where the board of directors sets the policy for the chief executive officer, but good grief if the chief executive officer doesn't talk to the customers and the people who pay the bills, the business is not successful. So I'd like to be almost contrary to what I heard, which was that this is a person who would work at the direction of the city council. That's true, but not at the expense of ignoring the citizens. Mm-hmm. Got some more, but I'll let other
I was just going to say, and I guess it's actually partly an answer to the comment that was just made. I said that we needed to be very, very clear that the city manager was to act on the directives and directions from the city council, but hand in hand, I said that the city council's job is to represent the citizenry, and those that are elected to those positions are elected with the faith that they will uphold the desires of the citizenry. So it really does, it is the same thing, I think, as far as having the city manager, one way or the other, that is responding to the citizenry. And what I thought of as a perfect example, again, if you go back to year 2000, when the community came up with a vision for the downtown area that encompassed a bowl shape leading to the water, it encompassed a downtown opening up to the water, it talked about becoming a water-driven community as far as the commercial area. I remember attending a meeting in probably 99 or 2000 or 2001 where it became very, very clear that our current city manager had no intention of doing that. But again, it's all about that person should not be allowed to establish where this city is going. And that has to be started at the point of the interview. That city manager is here to act on behalf of the council and hand in hand act on behalf of the citizenry.
My name's Norm Storm. I'm past chair of the Juanita Neighborhood Association, and present chair of the Kirkland Alliance of Neighborhoods. And along the same lines that I've heard, I think it's very important to get a new city manager that can maintain and strengthen contact from the city manager's office to the neighborhoods. We have 12 neighborhoods within the present city and are going to expand, I would imagine, quite a bit when the annexation takes place, and they usually meet about every other month, and I think it would be very important for the new city manager to have a willingness to at least attend some of those meetings and have direct contact with the residents.
So far, there have been some great comments made about the qualifications and experience we're looking for. I'd like to add a couple more. I mentioned transportation earlier. You know, they say local politics is defined by transportation and land use. In Washington State, we have a fairly complex land use situation driven by the state's Growth Management Act. So it would be helpful that the city manager understands the complexities of the Washington State Growth Management Act, as we're planning for transportation, we're planning for economic development, we're planning for housing affordability, we're planning for environmental protection, that all that comprehensive planning falls under the Growth Management Act, and the city, along with all the other cities in the state, will have to do a major comprehensive plan update in a couple of years, and that process will need to be managed by the city manager. And then the planning departments beyond that. So that's a level of skill and experience that would serve the city well.
I think this gentleman's been there.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Bean Aon, resident of Kirkland for 12 years, and I did prepare some things, so I'm just going to kind of go through my list here. I would say that there's never a perfect time, it's always a difficult time, to replace a city manager. However, I think this is exactly the right time because of the challenges that we are facing, and you can hear from the comments that we have a group of citizens, many citizens, who are ready for change in leadership. It's interesting as I looked at the statute as what's required for a city manager, and it's not much. It's pretty much that they have to be qualified and experienced. They have to live here or move here, and they can't have served on the city council for the last year. However, their job requirements include that they must see that all laws and ordinances are faithfully executed, that they must keep the council fully advised of the financial condition of the city, and they must prepare and submit to the council a proposed budget. As a CPA, as a citizen, I want to make sure that our new city manager will have demonstrated financial acumen and stewardship in both strong economic times as well as challenging times. I want to know how they have met with challenges, how they preempted
challenges, how they acted proactively to prevent financial losses. I know other cities in the area acted more quickly than the city of Kirkland did and took steps to cut costs before we did. And whereas they're also facing financial challenges, they're not facing financial challenges as severe as Kirkland is. I want to make sure that we have a city manager who is viewed as apolitical. We as citizens should not be able to tell which council members they prefer or not prefer as much, because he or she should support each and every council member equally as individuals and as the whole, because they're working for the best of the city. The city council is our board of directors. The only employee they supervise directly is the city manager, and there should be a respectful relationship that is both transparent and apolitical. They should command respect and authority. Someone who will be a respected advocate for the city of Kirkland locally, in Olympia, at King County, at City Hall, and just as much for the largest business in the city as for each and every citizen. And also someone who will command and has demonstrated respect by the staff of the city that they have come from. Open government is a phrase that gets tossed around a lot, but I want to see someone for whom open government is more than just a phrase, someone who has demonstrated that they've gone above and beyond in their city to provide transparency of government. I want someone who has demonstrated that every interest is a special interest, whether that's affordable housing, school walk routes, taxes, developers, homeowners, whatever. Every interest is a special interest, and every interest deserves respect as well as skepticism, and that's just part of their job. They will meet the challenges of finance and annexation. And one thing I haven't heard is, at least as far as since I've been in the room, is Totem Lake. Someone who has, we have an area which I'm sure you've heard about, Totem Lake. We have an area that is just a ripe opportunity to drive the economic engine for this city. I want to see someone who's had experience with something of that nature and has taken a leadership role with the city, with the staff, and with the council, and with the citizenry, and has turned something like that around. I want to make sure that it's someone whose only special interest is the city and citizens of Kirkland.
Thank you.
I'm Diane DeWitt. I, too, am somewhat impressed about how limited the qualifications are. When you look at an RCW, it's one paragraph, and the powers and duties also not developed. It's 9 single sentences. Therefore, I conclude that leaves a great deal of responsibility to yourself to spell out the education, the background, the knowledge, the sets of skills that you're going to be trying to find in a city manager for us. In other words, there aren't firm guidelines other than what you'll be generating with your work here with the city council and other sources that you tap into. I'm interested in someone being city manager who understands the concept of livability and is aware of the various studies that have been done in America, both in the business sector and in the academic sector, about what constitutes livability. There is an ample amount of information out there about that, and I think that's one of the characteristics of this city. I think the citizens are eager to develop it and to regard it as a kind of resource. Part of that livability seems to be to deal with the variety of neighborhoods that we have here. It's something that presents a challenge more like the historic area of Boston as contrasted with the academic area of Boston, as contrasted with the old neighborhoods, as contrasted with the rich neighborhoods. We have that same kind of variability here is quite important. And so understanding the how you pull together all those divergence characteristics and still make it feel like a city that's intact and whole and each part nourishes the other is a critical aspect of how to understand Kirkland. When people refer to Totem Lake as an economic engine, they forget that the old town of Kirkland could be too, like Cannon Beach or historic Plaka, or the historic areas of Boston that are down near the harbor, and on and on and on. We're not a city like Atlanta. We weren't leveled flat by fire. We have some areas that have a lot of characteristics that are fascinating to other people. If you go through some of the older areas of Seattle, Capitol Hill, West Seattle, Wedgwood, Ballard, and then come and go through parts of Kirkland, you'll see that same kind of diversity. And that also characterizes the diversity of the population. So the physical geography matches the personal geography. I would also raise a question partly out of my ignorance and partly because I have trouble imagining a city manager being CEO-like. I have more the idea that a CEO, COO, is the kind of person we're looking at. I don't know if that's anything you can answer tonight, but I would see this as an carrying out the operations that the CEO, in a sense, is a legislative body, which is our city council. So I'm struggling with the concepts and the challenges and the kind of person, and it all seems to weave together into the background and experience the person would get bringing to us.
Gentleman in the back again.
Curtis Thompson again. I'd like to touch back on things that were said by a few people already with a little different perspective. There's a disturbing correlation that comes up much too often. We've seen a lot of it the last few years, where highly paid people sometimes have the tendency to believe that they must be right, they must know it all, and they don't have to adhere to the same rules or laws simply because they're paid so well. And because of that, and because we really don't need to have the most highly paid city manager in the region, I would hope that this search will seriously look at what kind of response you can get as a recruiter when the offerings are not so high, that we might get someone much more interested in the value of the work they do rather than the wages they make. Thank you.
Anyone else? Two gentlemen. And this gentleman there.
Yes, I'm Brad Larson. Lived in the same house here in Kirkland now for 30 years. Watched the area of Juanita, the portion that's in the city, go through annexation, and now we're going to watch the surrounding neighborhoods go through the same. One of the things that I haven't heard tonight is that we have a form of government here where our elections are not regionally represented by election. They're all at large positions, and the city manager is going to have to understand that. An example of the way things are at this time, which you wouldn't see in a regional system, we have 6 of the 7 council members reside within a 20-minute walk of downtown. We've got to annex 3 large neighborhoods to the north. We've never had direct representative from the annexed area of Juanita or Totem Lake, and many of the areas south as well have not had a direct representative ever or for a very long time. So a city manager is going to have to, whether or not they have direct daily representation or don't have a business lobby in the neighborhood, to pay attention to the neighborhoods because we don't have a regional representation as some cities do. This applies to both the new and the old neighborhoods. We have a unique character in the city of Kirkland. We've got the largest waterfront by far of any suburb on Lake Washington. There's nothing else like this city, and we'd like to see a manager who has a similar unique city background. Maybe not the same, but there are a number of cities that have unique characteristics to protect. As we get pressed to develop, both by the development interests and by our Growth Management Act, it's going to be a challenge. Some cities with unique character have been spoiled at other places of the nation. Other places have developed in character with the city, and they still maintain the character, quality of life, and livability. There's examples, I'm sure you know of them, throughout the country, of cities that have done it right and cities that haven't. So it helped to have a manager that's aware of that and doesn't come from some similar-sized town that doesn't have these challenges. We have a center of the high-tech industry very nearby. It would be nice to find a manager who had some experience recruiting good, quality, clean, high-tech, desirable companies into the area. They're just hanging nearby in the strip malls and the business office parks near Microsoft. And as these companies expand out of those cramped quarters, they'd be a good catch. We're a desirable community, and I think that a manager that has some experience should have some rather easy pickings at getting good businesses that are clean and welcome to everybody. The Totem Lake area has been mentioned before. It's gone quite downhill as far as revenue generation, vacancy rates, etc. There's a lot of room for everything from retail to some of these cleaner industries in the area, not just the area people recognize as the old mall, but at the entire area from there clear over to the Redmond border. And one other thing, I've worked with a lot of area cities besides Kirkland, and there's a tendency that's not just local, but in a lot of cities, for the manager to get real cozy with the special interests that they see day to day. And it's partly just familiarity, not necessarily from a bad motive. And whereas an average citizen might speak up at City Hall a couple times in a decade, if that. And we'd like to see someone who is got a habit of looking at citizens and neighborhoods' interests despite the fact that they may not all be equally active and look at the long picture. Thank you.
My name's Jack Poirier. I've lived here about 12 years now. I think certainly we need someone, I feel like I'm repeating what a lot of people have said, we need someone who's can get us through this fiscal problem that we're currently in, and therefore they have to have some talent and some imagination in that area, because what they have is what they have right now. But I'm concerned about where we're going to be 3 years and 5 years and 10 years from now. And we've taken on, as a number of people have said, we've doubled our size almost. And that's both a good thing and a tough thing to deal with at this point in time. So we need someone who has the imagination to help us absorb that area and to create businesses like we were talking about, recruit businesses here. We talk about what a beautiful city we have and how wonderful it is, but it's usually centered around it's so nice that everybody should want to come here. But there's some reason why we don't get all those businesses here, and I think that it's because we don't know how to recruit them. We don't know how to present ourselves to them in a way that is attractive to them and acceptable to the residents of Kirkland. We seem to have a conflict there. It's like it can't be both. And so I think we need a person who has the vision and the understanding of those complexities and the ability to speak to us in a way that will bring us together on these matters so that we can proceed without this this gridlock that we seem to find ourselves in on a regular basis. So if there was if we had a great communicator in this person, that would be an advantage that I think would be well founded and could do wonders for us.
Down here and then over there.
Building on the comments of what other people have said about recruitment, I would like to see the city manager have a track record in knowing how to use structure, reward, and develop a citizen volunteer group. I think that's been underdeveloped. I think it's been a bit fragmented. I think there's a lot going on, but a push in the right direction, I think, might tap into some amazing additional human resources that aren't yet being used in the city of Kirkland. And that would go all the way from the formality of advisory boards to some of the informal cleanup activities in the city. So that's not something that I would see the city manager doing, but I would see that as a city manager being able to establish that, support that, and have a track record in having already done that or worked in a city that did that.
Another piece of critical background should be an individual that has worked in a community that has a real downtown. Most towns our size, in fact, most bigger towns, don't have a real downtown. There's critical issues that come to play in keeping that downtown vital. We've somewhat lived through a period of time where it's been somewhat shown that if you build it, they will come. We don't need to do anything. We're cool. They'll show up. We're currently living with a period of time when no forethought was put into allowing major projects to happen downtown at the same time that sucked a tremendous amount of parking out of downtown, 3 months to 4 months ahead of any replacement parking, rather than any kind of work done ahead of time to protect that fragile retail base. So somebody that's got a background with downtowns, with pedestrian traffic, that's another thing that is missing in most towns. You don't really get an area where you're concerned too much about where people walk and what their traffic patterns are and creating some pizzazz. Again, we've kind of lived through a period of time where there hasn't been a lot of that pizzazz. There hasn't been a lot of creativity. And I think that actually goes into what was stated a little bit from two others about bringing other companies to town. You know, it takes a certain different level of create some excitement. Do something that makes us stand out, not just, again, like it was stated, it's kind of a nice place to live. I'm sure they'll want to put their businesses here.
Thank you. Our company's business is partially involved in helping businesses that want to move somewhere find a location that's suitable, and we do that throughout the East Side. Clients of mine do the same. Kirkland, candidly, has a less than friendly reputation to businesses in the region. And I think we all need to be more competitive. And rather than talk about the shortcomings, I think that the goal that's expressed here tonight is that somebody who can improve the climate, make it more attractive, make Kirkland a place where the type of businesses that can create new jobs, can fit within the community's character, can offer some excitement and vibrancy to the community, make it more attractive. And a city manager who has economic development experience, I believe, can do that. One of the other places is that we talked about the separation as a legislative body, and they're the ones that set the policy. We elect the city council, and they hash out the tough philosophical issues and come up with that. The city manager is both the chief executive and chief operating officer. His job is to implement that. So somebody who will make sure that those can facilitate making sure those legislative decisions are made and then that they're adhered to, because the process needs to be consistent. It needs to be dependable. Somebody who wants to create a place for these new businesses to come needs to have a high degree of confidence that if they follow all of the rules as set forth, that at the end the city will be an advocate for them rather than come up with gotchas. It's very frustrating, I know, for folks that do follow all of the process, follow all the rules, and then at the end, maybe the carpet gets yanked out from under them. Mm-hmm. So a city manager who will make sure, sort of stand up and say, I know this is tough, I know it represents change, but we've already decided on the policies, we've already set the rules, there's an appropriate place for that conversation, and that was over here. But now that they are in place, that we have to respect that, and we have to ensure that those applicants that are looking to do the new development, or if it's a business that wants to be here and that they fit within what's a permitted use, they do fit, and the city is an advocate to make sure and help people get comply with those rules rather than try and create unnecessary obstacles.
Anyone else? I certainly appreciate your comments.
This one? Yes. It's Brad Larson again. We've touched on the financial a bit, and then we got away from it on other issues. And I just wanted to stress that we're going to really need someone with a strong personal hands-on financial background. In any office like this, some people are people persons, but don't look at their own budgets. And, sometimes I think what we've heard here tonight is we want someone fairly well-rounded that has three or four of these major skills. And I want to make sure that it's hard to get all that in one person, and that the strong financial background doesn't get overlooked in looking for some of these other things. Somebody who's faced a city with a large sudden growth. We've got 33,000 approximately new people in a town of 48,000. That's a huge percentage increase of growth in an area that doesn't have the sales tax to pay for itself and sustain it. We're going to get a sales tax rebate to help finance annexation through the state, but that's going to phase out in 10 years unless they rewrite the statutes. And I don't expect the state to get a big windfall of money any quicker than we are. So that's going to be significant planning. Whatever we do to get through these hard times, we're going to have a big drop in that revenue from the sales tax rebate at the end of that period. And he's going to have to be able to make a lot of things work. He's going to have to pull rabbits out of a hat to money get through that. And hopefully someone who's been faced with deficits and difficult budgets, preferably more than the year and a half recession now that the length that this one's been admitted, some areas went into recession a little sooner than we did. But, that was the concern of these comments, to make sure that we don't overlook the financial challenges, because we have that special one coming up at the end of that sales rebate that other areas haven't had to deal with.
Thank you.
There's a rule, you never say taxes in the room where a CPA is sitting.
So we have a tax structure. It's interesting. We have a tax structure here. We have a head tax, in essence. And what's interesting is that it's seen as a negative. And yet it is less for most businesses than a B&O tax would be, as most surrounding communities have. So either there is something wrong with our tax structure, in which case we need a city manager who is prepared to present a proposal for tax reform that is fair to business and responsive to business and promotes business, as well as being fair to citizens who live here, or someone who's prepared to market our tax structure as being more favorable. One way or the other, we have missed the boat on this. And so I'd like to see someone who's had some experience with either taking their financial picture and really promoting it to businesses, to attract new businesses that bring jobs and livable wages and people into the community to shop and live here, or who have been helpful in promoting tax reform. And I just wanted to add, is this really an appropriate time for questions, or do you want to take those toward the end? I have a question about the process.
You're more than happy.
I'm just going to throw this out, and you can answer it whenever you want. I understand the mayor made a comment at a meeting recently that this is going to be a committee of the whole from the council in terms of the selection process. And so I'm curious if the meetings where the applicants will be interviewed are going to be open to the public or not. So that's my question.
I'm happy to answer that question. The councils, I've met with council members to listen to them in regard to the same questions. There has not been a determination made whether or not those interviews will be conducted in public. Washington law provides that council can interview candidates in executive session. And quite frankly, it will be of critical importance that the council ensure a certain level of confidentiality for candidates, or the good ones will drop by the wayside. If they've got a great job now, the last thing they want their council to think is they don't love them anymore. There are certainly times that are appropriate that the way the council handles deliberations are governed by case law in Washington, and ultimately the council will have a discussion about the candidates that will be public. But the interviews initially will be in executive session. There are other questions that I might be able to answer. I can't speak on behalf of the council because we haven't yet had the meeting where I've said, here's everything I've heard. That's one of the reasons I'm here tonight.
Hi, my name's Mike Nickrum, and I live right up here on 1st and 10th. And my question is are you going to be advertising on the back pages of The Economist?
Probably not.
Why not?
Well, because of the market and the description that people have provided so far lend itself to publications that reach other people with experience and a background in local government. The Economist isn't targeted those folks.
Well, then that might be a very large mistake, because I think we're seeing a complete change in our economy. I mean, most people, from my perspective, from those small businesses, we have been, you know, our retirement plans are gone. Our businesses are exactly.
I'm there with you.
Yeah, but I'm saying gone. All right, not cut back, but okay. Gone. We've gone in a great deal of debt to try and save our companies. We have taken tremendous wage cuts, if anything. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, you're going to have to look for somebody who's he or she has the ability to deal with some really tough issues. And quite frankly, we simply cannot afford our public employees. We can't afford their pension plans. We can't afford their benefits. We can't afford their wages. Because nobody in the private sector is making what they're making, especially on the benefit side. So it's we have an opportunity here as we grow by 30,000 people. And we're going to have to take that growth, and we're going to have to do it without any increase in the city hall or any increase in staff. That's going to mean a complete different change methodology on how we contract out for services, necessary services for the city. And if you go the route, the same old route of just hiring from within, you're just going to continue going down the path of where we've been. So it's time to get get out of this public employee environment, get into the private sector, and find some gal or some guy who really knows how to manage a large organization, deal with unions, deal with contracts, and deal with budgets, and what they have to deal with to still provide a high-quality product for the customer. And it's doable, but you can't find it amongst a public employee, not one.
Well, for no more comments, I certainly appreciate the opportunity to hear from you. I know the council will appreciate your comments. We'll provide a summary of those for them tomorrow. You know, and the one thing that that always strikes me is it's great to be heard at a public forum. It's also great for individual council members to hear from you if you feel strongly about an issue. Because, you know, it happens here, but that can be, but it also, you can also talk to council members that, with whom you understand, or you communicate with if you do regularly. So those opportunities exist. But behalf of the council, I thank you for your comments and for being here tonight.
What he said. Thanks very much.